Birmingham, Alabama. It's the muscle zapping competition that makes you wipe sweat off your forehead, even if you aren't competing, and the Bow Valley was once again well represented at the biggest CrossFit stage of the year. Against some of the fittest, fastest and strongest athletes on the planet, small mountain town athlete Kim Purdy would have been pleased to secure a spot in the top 15 at the 2024 Masters CrossFit Games. "But, I guess I did better than that," she said with a laugh. Following an outstanding performance where grit, heart and skill paid off, the Canmore athlete persisted through 10 body-draining challenges to win bronze in the women's 50-54 in Birmingham, Alabama, earlier this month. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Kim Purdy, at CrossFit Kim Purdy. It's a celebrated return to the exclusive podium for the former world champion after a terrible heatstroke badly affected her performance at last year's games. Purdy didn't see it as redemption or a comeback, by any means though, but she said knowing what she accomplished, and what she got back from the sport, feels good. "It was more about just standing on the podium with these two legends in my eyes," said Purdy. "They've been around for a long time, so that was kind of cool, but I didn't go into it with any expectation, so everything is awesome." Scored by a point system, USA's Janet Black and Jen Dieter won gold and silver with 844 and 837 points, respectively, while Purdy secured 800 points in her bronze-winning performance. It had been an up-and-down past year for Purdy, as well, which forced some contemplating on whether she would throw her hat in the running for the 2024 Games. Choosing to train alone for most of it, Purdy said she greatly missed the community aspect, which is one thing that made her fall in love with the sport. "It took me a bit to figure it out, but it was kind of cool because as soon as I realized that and started participating more in the community events," she said. While Purdy was at the Masters, back home was the local CrossFit Challenge, the Rocky Mountain Crusher. The local athletes came together and a video message to their teammate, cheering on and encouraging her. Purdy also had a personal cheering section, with her driving down in the RV from Saskatchewan to support their daughter. "They are the bomb. This is the third time they've come to a CrossFit Games," said Purdy. "Another reason to feel super lucky." View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Kim Purdy, at CrossFit Kim Purdy. New setup. This year marked the first time CrossFit Games organizers separated athletes from Masters and Elite categories in separate competitions. The move allowed for more to participate in the Masters categories, which range in age from 35 to 70 plus. The CrossFit Games were reserved for top 10 athletes. However, Purdy's category this year was filled with 30 athletes. Purdy noted that getting into a top 10 is pretty narrow, but as points are given out after each individual competition, more athletes can also make things tougher on the leaderboard. The Canmore athlete can attest to that after finishing 22nd in the stumble in the snatch ladder climb, which increases in weight after each successful lift of the barbell over one's head. The local CrossFitter had misjudged a time tiebreaker, electing to go slower so she could complete all 4 degrees of weight and finish in the top 15. But like life, things don't always go according to plan, and Purdy was unable to lift the final 135 pounds over her head. "In hindsight, I was like, damn it, I should have went for the tiebreak time," she said. "But anyways, my coach says, sometimes you have to risk it to get the biscuit, or something like that. So I didn't get the biscuit." In the other 9 events, Purdy finished inside the top 10, including second place in the overhead squat and dumbbell walking lunges competition. Going into the final competition, Purdy was in 4th place overall, but managed to outperform her counterpart to leapfrog into 3rd place, just edging out Canada's Stephanie China, 799 points, by 1 point. Purdy, who is good friends with China from Mountain Maid CrossFit in Revelstoke, said it was a bittersweet moment in the competition. "There are so many good athletes in my division, and so that's partially why I was like, if I can come in the top 15 I'll be happy," she said. "It felt good to be able to keep up with them."